With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The U.S. Secret Service has shot dead an armed man at Mar-a-Lago this morning. The 20-year-old man, who is apparently from North Carolina and is unnamed at this point, had a shotgun and a can of gasoline, tried to penetrate the security perimeter at the president's Palm Beach, Florida home. However, the president was not there. Mr. Trump is here in Washington, and he is safe. Emergency officials in New York City, New Jersey, Boston, and other places up the East Coast are rushing to prepare for an intense winter storm forecast to arrive this afternoon and tonight. The National Weather Service says it's going to be a little worse than they thought it would be. A former Obama advisor issues a vow if Democrats take back power.
Susan Rice warned that a future Democratic administration will seek to hold accountable corporations, institutions, and elites who supported Donald Trump. Rice emphasized that there will be, in her words, no forgive and forget approach. She's signaling subpoenas and an accountability agenda targeting perceived allies of Donald Trump. Bob Agner reporting.
New York, which already has the highest income tax in the country, is contemplating a 9% increase in property taxes. Florida is considering cutting its property tax.
Florida property taxes are generally lower than the national average, with homeowners paying approximately 0.75% of their property assessed value. Recently, proposals have been introduced in the Florida House to eliminate property taxes on primary residences. Economist Steve Moore with the Unleash Prosperity Hotline says, quote, "This is the difference between red state and blue state America in a nutshell," unquote. Ron Taylor reporting.
J.P. Morgan Chase now admitting it did close President Trump's bank accounts after January 6th, the admission in a court filing, the latest development in a lawsuit by the president against the massive bank. This is SRN News. Puerto Rico's governor has signed a bill that amends a law to recognize an unborn baby as a human being. Governor Jennifer Gonzalez, a Republican and supporter of President Trump, says, quote, "The legislation aims to maintain consistency between civil and criminal provisions by recognizing the unborn child as a human being." The amendment is now an article within Puerto Rico's penal code that defines murder. The government notes that the amendment complements a law that classifies a first-degree murder as the intentional killing of a pregnant woman, which results in the death of her child. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is backing Viktor Orban ahead of Hungary's April election during a visit to Budapest. Other conservatives in the U.S. and Europe admire Orban and his efforts to enshrine traditional values in Hungary. He has campaigned hard against the LGBT agenda, effectively banning same-sex adoption and same-sex marriage, and barring people from changing their gender on official documents. This is SRN News. The Chicago Bears may be moving.
The Bears appear closer to relocating from Soldier Field to a new stadium in Hammond, Indiana, after frustrations over delays and legislative inaction in Illinois. Indiana officials led by Governor Mike Braun have fast-tracked plans and legislation to secure the NFL team, positioning the state as a pro-growth alternative to Illinois' political gridlock.
Keith Peters reporting. Bill Mazeroski has passed away. Hall of Fame second baseman who won 8 Gold Glove Awards for his steady work in the field and the hearts of countless Pittsburgh Pirates fans for his historic walk-off homer in Game 7 of the 1960 World Series. He was 89 years old. Pirates owner Bob Nuttig says Mazeroski, who died on Friday, quote, "was one of a kind, a true Pirates legend." The team retired Mazeroski's number 9 back in 1987 and had a statue of him erected. This is SRN News.